This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. Here on every weekend, we are talking about all important topics of personal finance. We're excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone device. Now, feel free to give us a call anytime that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Our number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well. But we go over all important topics of personal finance. That goes over tax time. Right around now, you should be getting things in the mail. Goes over investments, renting versus owning versus leasing versus purchasing versus S-Corp versus LLC. Folks, you name it. Anything that involves a dollar sign, we help with. But we are going to be talking mostly about taxes. And if you had any questions around your personal financial situation, whether it's on taxes, whether it's on investments, whether it's somebody that just sold you something at a free dinner seminar, give us a call. We can help with a free financial assessment that we typically charge $500 for. We give you 1 to 2 hours of our time, 1 to 2 meetings, whatever the case is, and we can help answer some calls and answer some questions that you may have. Give us a call. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help put together a financial assessment that will answer all your questions that you have. Because a lot of the time right now, we are getting calls on a daily basis about taxes. Whether it's questions about a 1099 they received, questions on how they can save taxes, questions on, hello, this new tax bill that a lot of people still don't fully understand and how it affects them. Some people think it hurts them. Some people think it helps them. There's a lot of things with this that gives a lot of different strategies of things you should be doing, of actions, of ways you should be doing things differently that you're just not fully aware of. And it's not your fault. It's true, just simply put, that there are things that have officially changed on ways you give donations, on ways that you pay for property tax, on ways that you have withholdings from your state taxes. Heck, so much has changed. And on top of that, the things that you have to plan for the future on is eventually how the tax code is going to revert back in 8 years. In 8 years. By 2026, the tax code will change back and revert back to the old system. I mean, a lot can change between now and 8 years, but the point is this: the tax brackets, every single one of those 7 tax brackets dropped. They all went down. Every tax bracket went down, folks. That's a really, really big deal. Sure, we're talking just personal. We're not even talking about corporate tax, which we all know went from 35% down to 21%. Folks, taxes went down. I'm going to say it again. And 'tis the season for you to understand what you need to do, because here is the problem. Most of you probably got no correspondence, no notification, no communication with your accountant or tax preparer. Isn't that seem a little weird? Let me actually ask you, how many times do you meet with your tax accountant? Once a year? Maybe twice? Maybe some of you just send them things. You don't even meet with them anymore. Folks, that is a tax preparer. What I'm talking about now, and I want to spend time today, is talking about tax planning. Tax planning is so important. We had somebody this past week that came into the office that we found out was in a negative tax bracket, but still saving money in a retirement account. an IRA account, which just blew my mind that they wanted to put money in their 401k when they have a negative income. I'm going to explain to you why that's absolutely ridiculous, why that absolutely makes no sense. And that's a no, I'm at a loss for words. I'm on the radio and I'm at a loss for words. It's unacceptable for an accountant to allow that to happen and not even address it to their client. And sadly, we see that on a daily basis. That's the difference between tax planning and tax preparation. I'm not trying to discredit any accountants out there. There are fantastic accountants out there. There's three different types. There's a tax preparer, there's an enrolled agent, and then there is a CPA. And I really said it in the order of competencies. Tax preparer is the lowest level of competency, enrolled agent, and then the CPA. Now, with that being said, I've seen excellent tax preparers and terrible CPAs. I'm just trying to let you know the level of knowledge that they needed. Here's the thing. When you meet with your tax preparer, you're meeting with him in 2018 for taxes done last year in 2017. Well, the year already ended December 31st. It seems a bit bizarre, counterintuitive, not right for you to be meeting with your accountant in 2018 for things that have happened in the past. That doesn't really make much sense, does it? But sadly, that's how it goes. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on Every Weekend. We are talking about all important topics of personal finance, and today we are talking about taxes and things that you should be doing. And I'm over here trying to give you an idea of the difference between a tax planner and a tax preparer. And a preparer takes a look on 2018 for the things that happened in 2017. A tax planner is already in 2018 planning for 2018 before 2018 is done. Don't you think that's how it always should be? It should always be like that. That seems logical, doesn't it? But unfortunately, that's not how it goes. Unfortunately, it's a data entry job, these accountants these days. This is where you need professional help. And a lot of people do have, now we're talking about accountants right now. I'm going to switch and talk about financial advisors, financial planners, investment consultants, whatever they want to call themselves. So the best ones are VPs, senior vice president. That's the best one. Because guess what, guys? They're not regulated, their title. They can call themselves whatever they want. So who cares if they're a VP? You know what they're a VP of? Ask them what department they're a vice president of. It's nothing. They're a VP of nothing. I'm sorry. I just had to get that off my chest. I had a client, the same client that saved money into their 401k in a zero tax bracket, by the way, was working with a vice president. I just thought that was funny. That's all. Nonetheless, you really want to have that conversation with your accountant, because if your accountant and your financial advisor are not communicating with each other, and your financial person, VP of nothing, hasn't ever even looked at your taxes, the most important piece of your financial documentation is your taxes, of your financial situation, if they haven't even looked at that, how do they call themselves a financial advisor? I mean, they don't even understand your financial situation. That's so bizarre to me. And yeah, I see that every single day. And that's what sets us apart here at Falcon Wealth Planning, because we understand a full, holistic situation, financial situation for you. We tell you which account you should be saving in, how much should you be saving in, what tax bracket are you in today, what tax bracket will you be in tomorrow, and it helps you identify the best things you should do. A lot of people don't even understand that. You know what they say? Consult with your tax advisor. Folks, that's what we are, and we can help you with that. That's why we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put a financial assessment together for you that we typically charge $500 for. You can get that at no cost. And now is the time to do it with tax time around the corner, because there are so many different things, so many different strategies, so many different ways of how do you know? Should you save into a 401k? Should you save into a Roth 401k? Should you be putting into a regular IRA, a Roth IRA? Should you be selling some of your investments? Because it could be cheap, or not even cheap, but free to do. And people are not even having these conversations with you. Heck, you're tax advisor or your accountant, he probably, sure, gets your 1099s, but he probably doesn't even see your statements and to see what your cost basis is. There needs to be some advice to sell certain things. And heck, you can rebuy the same things at times right away. And it's tax-free to make some of these sales, but a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think that it's all about how much they made. Sometimes it's not about how much you make, it's how much you keep. Heck, I would say that with your salaries too. That's great. You make $1 million, but if you spend $1.1 million, you're not doing too great. So it's not so much how much you make. It's how much you keep. And understanding, whether you know this or not, that taxes are your biggest expense. Taxes are by far your biggest expense. Not just today, but throughout retirement. And we see that all the time, especially those in late retirement after they've taken their Social Security. And then when they turn this magic age of 70 and a half. And when you're 70 and a half, God bless you for turning 70, you know who throws you the biggest party? The government. Why? Because now you are forced to take money out of your retirement accounts, and now you are forced to pay taxes, and God knows what tax brackets there are in the future. So we are going to talk about some additional strategies that are up, additional strategies that you should be doing, and ways that you could be saving money. Because there's things you have to look at when you understand when you have money in the retirement accounts and when you have money in a brokerage account, because there's different types of taxations. There is qualified dividends versus ordinary dividends versus regular interest versus capital gains versus short-term and long-term capital gains and so on, folks. And it's knowing what tax bracket you are in. And a lot of people don't even understand what tax bracket they're in. A lot of people don't even understand how their taxes work. Nobody has ever explained it to them. So it's not your fault that you don't understand. I don't blame you. That's why you hire a professional to do it. So it's not your fault, but I'm here to tell you that you need to sit down with a professional that can understand how you should be planning your future. If nobody has ever sat with you and told you how much you should contribute into the account, what the tax benefits of doing it are today and in the future and how it affects you, folks, that's where you need a second opinion. That's where we can add value. I recommend give us a call because we are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer that we are giving to our clients. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can offer this free financial assessment for you. Just give us a call to take advantage. Folks, we're going to talk about specific tax strategies here in just a little bit. Stay with us. We'll be back after a few words.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We are going over all important topics of personal finance, and today we are talking about taxes. It's right around tax season. I feel like it's always around tax season, whether it's year-end tax planning or before April 15th. And hey, if that's not good enough, we can wait until October 15th. So there's always a season of taxes. So right now we are going over just understanding how the tax code works. Also making sure you don't miss out on potential opportunity that you could have missed out on last year. Knowing how the tax system works, knowing how the tax code works, and knowing what opportunities are available to you are so important so you can make sure that you do not pay any unnecessary tax, which I see all the time. We see that here because we look at all our clients' tax returns because that's the only way we can give full, unbiased opinion and recommendations on your financial situation. And it's crazy to think that there's people out there that give financial advice. By the way, you don't see the air quotes up there on the financial advice. And they don't even understand your financial situation. This is just the reality of the industry, folks. It's all designed to sell you things, make high commissions, and put you in products that you can't get out of. That's how the industry works. I mean, heck, think about this for a second. Why would somebody go through all the trouble to understand the tax code, learn the tax code, give you a recommendation on the tax code, which in return, you get liability on your back for giving you tax advice. So it's a lot more work versus just selling you a product and getting paid anywhere between 7 to 20 times more than we would get paid. So not only are you doing more work, but you're getting paid 7 to 20 times less work. Folks, Falcon Wealth Planning here, registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only advisory firm. We grow on volume. The clients that we get in a month are with these commission-based people that get those free dinner seminars. It's what they do in a year. We are a volume shop. We are one of the fastest-growing firms in the United States of America per Financial Advisor Magazine for 2017, and we are going to continue on that growth, and we even had a better year this past year. And it's just understanding that working with somebody who is unbiased, who is comprehensive, that fully understands your client financial situation, these are the people that you want to work with, and that's what we do. And that's why we're offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your situation, where we go over the taxes, your investments, we go over your estate planning, we go over everything you can imagine that involves a dollar sign on things that you should be doing, and we can help. Folks, all you have to do is give us a call and reference the radio station we got that you heard this on the radio, where you can get the $500 assessment at no cost. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can go over all important topics of personal finance and the things that you should be doing. And let me give you an example of a few things that you should be doing before the end of the year, because for the most part, taxes are done, or excuse me, the year is done. 2017 is in the books. We're now here in 2018, and here are the things that you should be doing. The really only thing you can really do now for last year is knowing if you should contribute into a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA. And the way to do that is to know your financial situation, what your history of income looks like, and what your future history of income looks like. Here's the problem, folks. The problem is your accountant doesn't know how much you have in an IRA. They don't know what your Social Security is going to be. They don't know what deductions are going to go away. They don't know how much you owe on your mortgage. There is a lot they don't know. And those are the people who are supposed to give you tax advice? This is bizarre. It seems like there is an issue with our tax system. But this is the reality of how things work. So you need to know these type of things, because the accountants aren't even fully equipped to give you this proper answer. The rule of thumb is, back before the tax system change, if you're in the 15% tax bracket or less, save in a Roth. That's kind of the rule of thumb. Now, I'm not saying that's true for everybody, because everything depends on your specific financial situation. And if you're in the 25% tax bracket and higher, save in an IRA, where you get the tax deduction. Yet again, that's not true for everybody either. So it's just understanding these type of differences is so important. That's where you need to talk to a financial planner like us here at Falcon Wealth Planning. It's understanding what is available to you. But no, more importantly, is you need to understand what tax strategies are available to you. So today we're going to talk about taxation on capital gains and taxation on dividends and the different types of dividends. So, by the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. And we are talking about all important topics of personal finance. And we are talking today about taxes. And we are going to talk about the different taxation out there for capital gains. And let me tell you what a capital gain is. This is if you had money in a brokerage account, whether it's stocks, whether it's mutual fund, any type of just investment brokerage account, not a retirement account. This is after-tax money that you have saved. So let me give you an example. Let's just say you bought ABC stock for $1,000, and now ABC stock is worth $10,000. Holy smokes, you made 10 times your money. Good job. God bless you. That's fantastic. Here's the thing. When you go to sell that, you're going to have to pay taxes on not the $10,000, because your original investment was $1,000. That means you only pay taxes on the difference. The $9,000 of growth is all you pay taxes on. That's your capital gain. That's what you gained. That seems simple enough. So now, how do you figure out what you're taxed on it? Well, here's the thing. Some people say, well, I don't want to sell it. I want it to grow forever. But let me highlight to you the importance of knowing what the taxation is and when you should sell it. Even if you want to rebuy the exact same thing right back, let me tell you when you should sell it. I would force you to say you have to sell it. It's so important for you to do that. So here is my answer. You should sell it if you are in the 12% bracket. It used to be the 15, now it's the 12. Let me tell you why the 12% bracket is so important for you to sell it. If you are in the 12% bracket, your taxation on capital gains is zero. Your taxation is zero. You pay no tax on the federal level. That's absolutely, it's free for you to sell it. Heck, I would just purposely sell it just to realize, just to restart your cost basis. What the heck does that mean? Remember you bought it at one and it's now worth 10? I would sell it and rebuy the exact same thing and that way it's now 10 and worth 10. Your cost now is 10 and now it's worth $10,000. So now if it keeps growing after that, let's just say it grows from 10 to 20,000. If you did nothing in the past, now you would have to pay on your original of 1,000 investment to 20,000. Now you'd have 19,000 in gains. But if you did the strategy I just recommended, which, oh, by the way, costed you no money in taxation, now your starting basis is 10,000, even though in reality it was one. But what you did was you reset it by selling it because it costs nothing to do it. So now if you sell it later, you don't have to pay taxes on 19,000. You only pay taxes on 10,000. And guess what? If you're in the 12% bracket again, it is tax-free. Yet again, you are giving yourself more control. And control is so important in personal finance because I see more times than not people lose control of their financial situation. Here's the thing, though. A lot of people don't know their financial situation until they actually do their taxes. Until they actually do their taxes next year. So now it's more important than ever to actually complete your taxes. Do your taxes as much as you can. Do your taxes by the end of the year. Understanding how much you're going to make. Of course, if you win the lottery, that screws up a whole lot of planning. I get that. But who cares at that point? You're a multimillionaire, God willing. The joke is, the idea is, the strategy is knowing what you're going to make, what you're going to be taxed on. Okay, if you make $50,000 and you put $10,000 in a 401k, you're only taxed on $40,000. You also have to understand your new standard deduction is $12,000. That means you're only taxed on, by the way, I assumed you were single right there. That means you're only taxed on $40,000. You make 50, you put 40, you get a standard deduction of 12. That means you're taxed on $28,000. So now you know that you are in the 12% bracket. You could sell up to the top of the bracket if you are single is $40,000. So if you're $28,000 is your taxable income, $40,000 is the top of the bracket, you could sell up to $12,000 and you pay no tax. And folks, it's the exact same thing for qualified dividends. And how do you get a long-term capital gain, which is what I was addressing, not a short-term gain, a long-term gain, and a qualified dividend? You have to hold on to it for over 12 months, over a year. That's how you get it. And folks, if you need help really making sure you take advantage of this, if you need help making sure that you can avoid taxes legally, by the way, everything I'm talking about is completely legal, okay? It's tax avoidance, okay? Not tax evasion. Two different types of retirement, you know what I mean? Two different types of planning. You want to make sure that you avoid taxes legally when you can. So understanding how taxes work is so vital because everything I'm telling you is ways you can avoid taxes. So you can get qualified dividends and pay nothing. And you can sell these investments for gains, purposely sell it, even if you don't want to pocket it and put it in your bank. But just to reset the bar, you can do that and pay not one penny of taxes. And a lot of people do not do that. I see so many times where they could have taken advantage of their financial situation, of their tax situation, and paid no tax, and they don't do it. And it's not because they're lazy, it's because they don't know how. Did you read all 1,000 pages of the new tax code? Okay, well, we did. And that's the thing, even if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you don't do it at the same level we do it, because you have a full-time job. And even if you don't have a full-time job, you still do not have the experience and knowledge and just the overall know-how of how to do it, even though you could be really good at it. But it's you might do it for one person, which is yourself, or maybe two, maybe three, maybe five. Well, guess what? We do it 30 times a week for 250 days out of the year. So this is why you work with a professional. Take advantage. Give us a call. Take advantage of our free financial assessment. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falcon, WP.com for short. Folks, this was a fast show. We appreciate you tuning in. If you missed any part of it, feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Tune in every weekend as we go over all the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.